make them hear.
This is Make Them Hear You, a regular spot on KGNU letting you know how you can have your voice heard on issues up before Congress. Donald Trump is ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program in 6 months. This gives Congress time to formally repeal, extend, or replace the DACA program, which most Republicans believed was an overreach of executive authority. But Republican Representative Ileana Ross Lehtinen of Florida tweeted, quote, "After teasing dreamers for months with talk of his great heart, POTUS slams door on them. Some heart." The Center for American Progress estimates that ending DACA would cut over $856 million from Colorado's gross domestic product and endanger 17,000 young Coloradans, 95% of whom are either working or in school and know no other home. DACA kids gave information about their status and location to the Obama administration to obtain this legal but temporary deferment. So if DACA is rescinded by Congress, ICE will have an easy time rounding up the 800,000 DACA youths nationwide. As Senator Lindsey Graham said, quote, "They came out of the shadows at the invitation of their government," close quote. Republican Mike Kaufman is vocal in his support of the DREAM Act, which would make DACA permanent and give the Dreamers a path to citizenship. Senator Cory Gardner is being cagey on the issue and has made no statement. The bipartisan DREAM Act gives permanent legal status to DACA recipients and a path to citizenship. Starting with Senate Bill 1615, sponsored by Lindsey Graham, and House Bill 3440, sponsored by Lucille Roybal-Allard, they're being given an 18% chance of passage in both houses, but they may be developing momentum now that the president has handed the issue over to Congress. Almost two-thirds of Americans support DACA. If you're concerned about the fate of the Dreamers, you can call, write, or email your senators and representatives yourself and ask for answers and share your concerns. In the meantime, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has asked the National Archives and Record Administration, which guides federal agencies on how to maintain records, to approve its plan for destroying records related to its detention operations. ICE wants to begin routinely destroying 11 sets of records, including those related to sexual assaults, solitary confinement, and even the deaths of people in their custody. Other records subject to destruction include communications from the public reporting detention abuses. Many of the records that ICE wants to destroy offer proof of their mistreatment of people in their custody. For example, this year alone, the privately owned Adelanto detention facility has seen 3 immigrant deaths in 3 months. If you have an opinion about the destruction of ICE records, you can call the public comment line for Elaine Duke, Secretary of Homeland Security in Washington, at 202-282-8495. This is Chris Moore for Make Them Hear You.